AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Eric on this Tuesday morning. It's almost 7:20, and each week about this time we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. He calls it Car Care Tips, and it's an appropriate title for a show that's filled with tips for our vehicles. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
I bet it beautiful morning on the lake this morning.
A beautiful morning. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Excellent.
One of those days that we wish we could keep.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Bottled it and keep it for us in the middle of summer.
That's right.
There you go. What's your topic for us this morning, Dennis?
Well, I want to talk about something that most folks don't even know they have.
Ah.
And that is differentials.
Okay. Differentials are an ingenious
little device. It's complicated, and after 30 years in the car repair business, I'm still not sure how it works. But what it does is it allows both wheels on your car to continue to pull even in a curve. If you're on a mountain road and you're going back and forth, if it wasn't for for the differential, you'd have one wheel dragging or jumping up and down instead of pulling.
Yeah,
but
okay.
This device allows both of the wheels in a rear wheel drive car or a front wheel drive car to continue to pull when they're turning. Now, this is further, I don't want to say complicated, but it's also applied doubly for those of us that are driving four-wheel and all-wheel drive cars, because
you
have two of
them. Yeah,
and they both serve the same function. These, to my point, they're out of sight, out of mind, and they need to be serviced. It's the service interval is pretty broad. They're saying 30,000 to 60,000 miles, and it's one of those things that it depends on how you use the vehicle. If you're doing a lot of towing, if you're hauling heavy loads, like in construction or something, then I would strongly suggest that you kind of lean more towards the 30,000 mile interval as to the 60,000 mile interval. It's a fairly complex service because we have to take the cover off the differential and drain all the fluid out of it, and then replace a gasket and put the cover back on and fill it with fluid. Now, all the manufacturers have a different additive that you need to put in the differential as part of the service, and they're specific to that particular make.
Of course,
and they're all different. they try to convince us they're all different, and
yeah,
surprise, surprise, you have to buy them from, wait for it, the manufacturer.
Of course.
It's something that you don't want to try to do it yourself. It's something that needs to be done. It's not terribly expensive. We don't charge a lot for the service. A lot of the price depends on the said additive, how much it is. But other than that, it's a pretty straightforward service. And one, now that you know that you have a differential, and now you're aware of it, you need to consider getting it serviced if you have it.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this, too. We rarely hear about, my differential gave out. Is that something that is just normally considered a part of the greater transmission itself?
Well, no, it's a separate component. And In fact, your point is well taken. It's very rare that they fail. You've got to really abuse one for it to fail. Saying that, when it does, it's a very expensive component. As you can imagine, all that complexity, it's a very expensive component to replace. It even rivals the cost of a transmission.
Wow. So, okay. So the service is a much better investment than having the new differential.
It's something that you want to take care of. Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good. Great tips from Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, talking about our differentials and explaining the differential to us, as a matter of fact. So we're better educated as a result. Dennis, if you will, tell us about your store, please.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk to you next week.
Everybody enjoy this beautiful day.